In a world where the masses control what is popular, we go against the grain and truly determine if things live up to their hype.
Each week, be expecting the most as we judge every single piece of this earth.
No place,
no food,
no hobby
will ever be safe again.
This is The Final Judgment.
All rise before your honorable counsel. Please welcome Justice Jason.
And Bailiff Bulwig.
I'm going to put the clapping in right there. Welcome to The Final Judgment. As you can see, we are both judges. I hope you guys enjoy the costume. We have yet to actually look at each other, so we were going to do a little video call so we get a little live reaction of what we look like. We should be looking fairly similar as we have the exact same outfit, but I think it'd still be a fun little sneak preview. So, Patty, I'm going to give you a ring here. I'm very excited.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, it's too low. I love it. I love it so much. How are you? Oh, God. Phone down. Phone down. Look at this. That's what we're... Oh, you picked it up right at the nick of time. I love it. It is hard. We got a ponytail option for the judge outfit. You guys see the pony? Whipping the pone out.
Oh, yeah. I had to accentuate it, put it on the side.
There you go. I love it.
Make sure that everyone can see it.
I love it very much. Jesus Christ, that's so funny. I like the burgundy shirt that you went with here. I went with I don't know if you can really tell.
Professional.
Got little pelicans on it. I went biz cash for the judge.
You're trying to have fun.
Yeah, we're trying to have fun out here on the pod. All right, I'll put you over here so we can look at you. All my notes are on my phone, though, so I'll most likely have to disappear. Didn't think about that.
Oh, no.
Got him. So, Bailiff Bulwig, would you please tell our audience what the episode is for this week?
Order in the court. We will now start the proceedings.
There we go.
This court case will be about sauces.
Sauce. All the sauce. Also, I guess if you guys don't know what we do in here, we get a general topic. This week's topic, sauce. We each have sauce things, saucy things.
Topics.
Topics, something relative to sauce. And we're going to throw out an overrated, underrated, or perfectly rated. We'll debate. We'll give it a final judgment. Oh, my God. It slapped the pop screen. And we'll let you know the final verdict.
Sentence it.
Boom. I'm going to take a quick look here at my little notes. Patrick, would you like to start us off? First sauce. Ooh. Are we going crazy or are we going reg sauce first?
I like the starting off regular.
Okay.
And then going to crazy.
And then we'll get saucy
with
the sauce.
But it's up to you.
No, I like the reg. Okay.
So I'm starting off with ketchup.
Ketchup.
I had to start it off with the most basic one.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that's the number one sauce.
Definitely. Overall, you think number one sauce? Sorry, I'll let you.
Oh, yeah. You don't think so?
I don't know. I can't tell you what the number one sauce is. I would hope that it's not ketchup, though.
I think it's probably the most used sauce.
Could be. I'll give you that
one. You don't think? It's used on burgers. It's used on brats. It's used on fries. I don't know. People seem to just drink the stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Drink and catch. All right. What are you throwing out there? I think I have an idea.
Yeah, you definitely do. I say definitely overrated.
Overrated on the catsup.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's used on too many things. It's not that flavorful. There are much better options, especially for each individual thing should have an individual flavor that enhances it instead of just using the same sauce for everything.
I guess. But does it discredit the fact that ketchup is so good that it can be used for everything? That everything else is just a bonus to ketchup?
I mean,
it's
that
so versatile.
People just aren't adventurous enough.
Well, yeah, definitely get adventurous out there. But what other sauce is that versatile that you could use it on many things? I feel
mustard.
Like that's... Yes, I do love a good must. I love mustard.
And there's so many different types of mustard, too. It's versatile. Ketchup's only got ketchup.
You don't think there's more flavors of ketchup? You don't think there's
Now they're doing, like, the mayo chup or whatever. They got mayo and ketchup combined. And
oh, God.
I think they have, like, a sriracha mayo, too. They're starting to branch out.
I don't know how I feel about whole mayo and ketchup. I don't know why. I don't like the combo. Like, it tastes fine, but I feel like mayo doesn't add that much to ketchup.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like ketchup in general, so I stay away from it.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not going to say underrated, because ketchup is definitely...
It's so hyped up, though. Like, that's everybody's favorite sauce I don't think it should be.
I don't know if it's everyone's favorite sauce. I think it's everyone's most used sauce because it's just simple.
Okay,
it adds flavor without a whole lot of work or also not being that adventurous. I don't know. I'm throwing out there a perfectly rated. I know it's super hyped up, but it's, I would say on average, not the fave sauce, just the most used. And
it's consistent.
It's consistent. She grinds. Yeah, she grinds.
You can rely on it.
Yeah, she's there for you when you need her. I don't know. How do we rate when we differ for a final verdict? I guess we just say our own final verdicts. I don't think we're going to budge.
Yeah, that's how it is. It'll have to go to the appeals court some other time.
Yeah, appeals court. We have second episodes of things we disagree on. I like that. Also, if you're listening, you tell us. Catch up. Perfectly rated, overrated, underrated? Let us know. Let us know. Final verdict? Unclassified.
Undecided.
Undecided. We're going to have to take a recess on that one. New sauce. A1 steak sauce. I'm throwing it out there. Perfectly rated. I can't give it an underrated. It's perfect.
Really?
Yeah. I can't give it an underrated simply because, I mean, I used to drink the stuff right out of the bottle when I was a child. But I think overall, most peeps would not say it's underrated. I don't know. Out of a steak, I feel like most peeps either eat the steak completely just steak or I guess with A1. It's super great. I love A1 steak sauce, but I feel like it gets the appropriate amount of hype. And if you love it, you love it.
That's fair. Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. It's a very good sauce for exactly what it's labeled for, steak sauce.
Boom. Like, I mean, you can't throw it on burgers. I've had a burg with it.
I mean, that's basically the same thing.
Yeah, beef. Anything beef. Have you ever had A1 steak sauce with, like, anything besides beef?
Like chicken or something?
Yeah, I was trying to think. Have you had a chicken? I feel like I must have back
in the
day.
I have, yeah.
Does
I don't
hit
really
as
eat
well?
A1 sauce that much, so I don't know.
I also had to give it a perfectly rated because I can't remember the last time I've bought A1 steak sauce. That hurts me a little bit. I know. I'm insulting the brand.
You actually used to drink that stuff.
I would. Like, you guys don't understand. I would open that cap and I would go, I would take a quick little slurp. Honestly, it's kind of making my mouth water a little bit. I kind of want a little refresher, a little taste. I need a little A1 steak sauce bottle right here by the desk. That way I can, you know. Mid-episode, just give her a little pop, little shot of A1. So I think we agree. Final judgment?
Yep.
Perfectly rated.
Perfectly rated.
Beautiful. We're going to do that every time?
Oh, what are you tapping on? I like that sound, though.
That's my chair. It's got a nice little wood armrest right here.
Oh, that does sound better. I was doing it on the desk, and it just wasn't...
It doesn't hit as nice.
It wasn't right, yeah.
No, it's not there.
Oh, man. I don't know. Should I start jumping into some weird stuff, or should I
do
just
have
do another
more
sauce?
Reg sauces?
I do have one more reg sauce.
I also have one more reg sauce. I feel like we should get the reg out of the way, and then we can get into the other things.
Okay. Teriyaki sauce.
Oh. Oh. Whoa.
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 I say that's underrated.
Underrated. Final verdict.
Very
We're done.
Versatile.
We're done. That's it. Teriyaki sauce.
No, no arguments needed.
No, stir fry, though. Babe, what are you going to do? I mean, you could go sweet chili, but sweet chili is more of like a side sauce, something you kind of give a little extra sprinkle at the end. Stir fry classic teriyaki. I don't even know what other flavors of stir fry there are besides just straight soy sauce.
Yeah.
I don't even know. What's the difference between teriyaki and soy? What else is in there?
It's a little sweeter.
Yeah, it's a little sugar. That's about it.
Yeah.
It's soy with sug. Maybe some rice vinegar.
It's thicker, too, so it's got cornstarch or something like that.
I got you.
And then it's got a little bit of tomato as well. Sometimes it's ketchup, which is gross, but if it if it's, like, better, it's, like, tomato paste and stuff like that.
I got you. High-quality teriyaki.
So I can have a little bit of ketchup.
Little bit of ketchup.
Just the smallest amount, but then you got to add other stuff to make it underrated.
I guess. I'll give it to you, though. Underrated teriyaki sauce. I could drink it. Very nice.
It can be used on anything.
Do you have a specific, when you get teriyaki sauce, do you have a specific brand that you go for?
I'm trying to remember. It's got a little dragon thing on it. I have no idea what the actual brand is.
Interessante. I feel like the brand I use is La Choy. I feel like it actually has like sesame seeds inside.
Oh,
the
bottle. I've seen that one. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a solid choice if you're going yak. Would recommend. Underrated. Final judgment. I've only had it fairly recently, Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, okay.
This is a hard one. This is a hard one. This is a hard one.
I think anything Chick-fil-A is tough.
I know. The hype is out there, though. The hype is absolutely absurd.
The hype is unreal for anything Chick-fil-A.
I'm throwing it out there. Overrated.
Yeah. I don't think you could possibly give anything Chick-fil-A underrated. I don't think you can. With all the hype, I don't think it's possible.
It's decent, y'all. Chick-fil-A's decent, but that's all you're getting. Like, there's
it's not two drive-through lanes worth of cars spilling out onto the highway. Good.
I will tell you that.
It's not that good.
It's all right. Yeah, I get it. It's got some like honey mustard mayo shit for the Chick-fil-A sauce, a little bit of barbecue, some twang in there. It's deece. Some waffle fries. They're okay, honestly. Yeah. Chicken sandwich, I would say it's pretty good. I've had equally as good chicken sandwiches around. I think the reason why it's so hyped up is because it is a fast food joint. Most fast food joints do fall short, at least with the chicken sam. But at the same time, if you're going through fast food, it doesn't need to be that crazy. You already know you're going to be eating kind of junk. Do you want to pay that $10 chicken sammy, or do you want to eat 8 McChickens?
Are they $10?
No, I don't fucking know. But I mean, they're expensive. I think if you just go Chicken Sam Deluxe, I'm pretty sure it's like...
It's up there?
After tax, it's between, I'd say, I would throw it out confidently, $6.50 to $7.50.
Dang.
Which is fine, I guess, for a Sammy. But at the same time, like, I don't know. I'm not about it. I'm not impressed. It's okay. I'll give you that much. We're not going to get sponsored by Chick-fil-A now. I hope you know.
No, I don't think so.
Chick-fil-A, you're listening to this, and we know that you are.
Change our mind.
Sponsor us. Yeah, change our mind. Send us a deluxe spicy chicken Sam through the mail.
Show us what you're made of.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. I want to take a bite of that chicken Sam, and I want to cry. I want to cry. Make me cry, Chick-fil-A.
We will put out an apology, too.
I will.
If we need
formal.
To.
Formal. I'll stand in front of an actual judge and apologize. Hand out a Bible. Gavel in
air. That we didn't do.
Oh, we got to bring out I don't have a Bible.
I don't either. We could use a book.
Actually, I think I might have a Bible. I think my mom gave me a Bible when I was a wee lad, and it's something that stuck
around
in my
slipped
book
it
collections.
In your bag or something when you're moving.
I'm fairly positive.
You'll need this.
That's something she did. Is like after I packed my car to move to Colorado, I'm fairly positive she like rolled the window down and just like slid it in. Oh my God. All right, next sauce.
All right. Ooh.
How wild are we getting? I should have
ordered these.
How wild are we getting?
I'm saying eating salsa during breaks at your salsa dance class.
What the fuck?
Sauces. Throwing multiple salsa in there.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. I'd change it up a little bit.
I guess. I gotcha. I've got some change-ups as well I don't think you'll expect.
No,
well,
okay.
I didn't expect
that. I hope
that
you got
one,
weirder
though.
Than that. Mine get a little weirder, but
I think I've got the weirdest one. I'm calling it. I'm calling weirdest one. I've got a couple.
All right. I will say on that underrated.
Oh my God.
Salsa dancing. It's pretty fun. It's tricky. The little classes can be fun.
You gotta have the rhythm.
A nice little light snack. In between?
Sure.
For salsa? Some chips and salsa? Sounds great to me.
Drop my gavel. Goodness gracious. I don't even know how to fucking rate
you, them. You've never experienced salsa while salsa
I've never
dancing?
Had salsa while salsa. Salsa on salsa.
It's a shame.
Salsa dancing. I don't think I've ever gone to a salsa dancing class either.
No, I've done ballroom dancing.
Okay. So yeah, we got to spice it up for the what's going on. Salsa dancing. We got to do that. I'm definitely game for that. But salsa while salsaing, I don't know. Are you paying for the adventure? Because I feel like if you got an hour, I don't want to waste some time eating salsa with the instructor when I'd rather be salsaing. You fear me?
Oh. Yeah, that's true. It's a distraction.
I know.
Maybe post-salsa.
Post-salsa? Hour-long salsa class.
Hour-long
salsa?
Chips and salsa.
Jesus. That's too much. That's your whole dinner right there. An hour long just crunching fucking Tostitos scoops with
the
fucking,
scoops. It's got to be the scoops.
Yeah. You got to get that thick chunk of sauce. You can't, if you get the fucking restaurant style, they just break on you. Oh, wait, hear me out.
Yeah.
Hint of lime.
Oh, yeah.
Toasties. Yeah. Chunky sauce. Medium, not hot. I'm game. Underrated. I'll vote that for that exact thing. Post salsa class right. with the salsa instructor. She made the fucking chips.
Homemade salsa.
Homemade salsa. Homemade lime chips. Free of charge. Underrated.
And that's it.
And that's
it. What more do you need?
What about stale chips, old ass salsa? Are you still going underrated?
No, I guess that would be overrated. I guess it all depends.
Oh my fucking Jesus. All right. I've got a handful, I guess, of normal salsas. I think I'm just going to keep going for, I said salsas right there. Sauces. Culver's discontinued sesame ginger.
Yeah, that has got to be the saddest thing that has ever happened.
I'm going to keep in that raw pause right there just so people can hear the long wait and then the, yeah.
I was trying to fix the phone.
I know.
It fell
I got
over.
You. I
you
loved
want
it.
A video chat so we I can see it. The wigs.
I loved it. It makes me happy. Sesame ginger, though, the fact that it got discontinued, that breaks my itty-bitty heart.
It's a travesty.
We found out on accident they even had it. How many of you that eat Culver's here on the reg, do you even know that they had sesame ginger? Were you even aware? I don't even know when they gave it out.
It was never
like
on the menu.
Salad.
Never talked about.
I think there was a salad that it must have gone with.
Mmm.
And
the cashiers could never find it
no.
on the register.
It's hidden.
Never.
It's so hidden.
I'd literally never seen anyone find the sesame ginger sauce.
But that shit, so good. So good. I would put sesame ginger over
we
that
teriyaki. We
need to
get the fans start a petition.
Boom.
To Culver's.
Exactly.
And Craig Culver.
Culver.
We also know you're listening.
Mr. Culver. Yeah.
Mr. Culver, bring back our sauce.
Bring back the sauce, please. For the love of God, we'll drink it raw. Give us a little shot thing on the fucking pod every single time. That'd be a bit rough over time. But wait, Culver's fries, you bring back the sauce, we'll become your number one sponsor, number one podcast for you. I'll only eat Culver's until the day I die, just for the
wow.
sauce. Yeah, I'm calling it out there. Culver's, better chicken sandwich than Chick-fil-A.
Oh.
Shout out.
I have also been told that, but I've never had it, actually.
Oh, decent. Decent.
Yeah.
And I would say fairly same price. Honestly, probably fairly same value and
yeah.
flavor. But Culver's is where it's at. And you get the cuss with a free receipt. Come on, babe.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A,
yeah.
what are you offering me? A fucking lemonade, maybe? A my pleasure? It's my pleasure not to eat there. Just kidding.
At least we get welcome to Culver's.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Chick-fil-A, please sponsor us. All right, Patty. Next sauce.
Oh. Did you even rate that?
Underrated, easily. End of story.
I think that was obvious, but I don't think you actually made it official.
I don't think I actually said it. Sorry. Underrated, y'all.
Okay. We got Post Malone, assassin, assassin, assassin on you.
Jesus Christ.
I told you I tried going weird on these.
Wow, you went very, like, off sauce. You went off sauce topic, and I like that.
I was trying to make sauce as large of a topic as I could.
I got you. I want sauce, but weird, unregular sauce. I'll throw out the next one.
Okay.
Post Malone. Assassin, assassin, assassin on you.
I'm going to say that's underrated. He got a lot of hype for that song. I think that was one of the songs that really started blowing him up.
It was great.
But it deserved it. And I think it maybe deserved a little more. It was fantastic.
It is. I'm sure he blew up. From that little phrase right there. I mean, I can literally picture me tipsy at a friend's place, that music blaring, and then just that little like chorus just assassin, assassin, assassin. Like that's a core memory in my heart right now. Underrated. I want you to go back 15 seconds, listen to us sing it, and I want you just to dance right there, get back inside the zone. You know that's underrated. Posty, Maloney, Baloney,
saucing on you.
Saucing. Straight saucing. All right. We're going into one of our wild sides.
Oh.
Flavored lube.
Oh, okay. I did not have that one.
One of the wildest ones that I have. Overrated.
Oh.
It does not taste good. It tastes like synthetic fucking like fake strawberry flavoring. I don't know what flavor you get. I have yet to have... I don't consume a lot of flavored lube as well. I feel like that was something I did back in the day. never had a great experience. I never like went down to eat my 3-course meal and was ever like, that's great.
I need some sauce on this.
Yeah, I need some. I'm saucing. Are you? No, it didn't appeal to me. So I'm going to throw that out there. I'm throwing out overrated.
Okay. I think I have to abstain. I've never had it.
You've never
so
had?
So I can't comment on it. I can comment on how I think it would be. It does not seem that great.
One thing I was thinking we could do is we could, shout out to What's Going On. We've got a taste testing.
Oh, that's the taste
test. We've got
test.
A taste testing. Some loom. I wrote it down there. We could go to a little shop, get a little strawberry cherry action. I don't really know. Give it a taste.
Let us know your favorite taste of lube.
Yeah. If you love lube, let us
is
know.
Is Blue Raspberry, is that the play?
Bluey Raz? I don't even know what else is out there. Honestly, I'm thinking.
No, I have no idea.
Sour
I didn't
Blue
know
Raspberry.
They were flavored.
Sour Blue Raspberry. Oh, my God. I love it. So we're going to think both of us overrated. But I don't know. Patrick might have it here in a couple of weeks. Might completely change his mind.
That is true.
It could be.
I'm excited for it.
Overrated. He's saying, what did we say before? Undetermined?
Abstain.
Abstained. Final word.
Using a tiny amount of food as an excuse to shovel an ungodly amount of sauce in your mouth.
What? What?
Just basically using like the smallest chip, but using it as an excuse to just shovel sauce in your mouth without looking like an animal.
Okay, I got you. Just dips in general, I guess. Dipping.
Excessive dipping.
Honestly.
Underrated. I think that's the only reason I really have chips that much is to
for the dip.
Shovel sauce into my mouth.
Sauce. We dip for sauce.
Or dips.
You don't dip for chip. Chips alone, good enough to withhold.
I don't know.
Really? Are you fucking kidding me?
I know you're a chip guy, but
this hurts my
chips
fucking
to me
heart.
Are nothing without the dip or the sauce.
Sun Chips garden salsa don't need no
okay.
dip.
Those are good, but I don't know. Much better with the sauce.
What fucking dip. Sauce would you put in there?
I don't know.
Salsa? More
yeah,
salsa? No. Ruins the chip. I would say ruins the chip. Garden sauce. They stand alone. I could see some chips definitely adding to it. Dips, though. Oh, God. Dips are underrated. Dips are yeah. so good. Real quick, throw out best dips, though. Here, I'm going to throw Ooh. Out 4 or something to you. I want you to rank it, okay?
Okay.
Dean's French onion dip, chunky medium salsa, guacamole, and, oh, God, I'm trying to think of what else you dip in the chips.
Like
hummus.
Spinach artichoke dip?
Ooh, spin art and hummus. You get to rank that 5.
Oh, and hummus. Oh, geez.
There's a lot.
I think I got to go the spinach artichoke dip at the top. That's why I had to mention it.
Okay.
Hummus right afterwards.
Mm.
And then French onion.
Okay.
Guacamole salsa.
Salsa at the bottom.
It's the number one go-to, but I think it's the bottom tier dip.
Bottom tier commercially made dip.
Yeah.
Homemade?
That's true. A fresh homemade salsa can be really good.
I have to throw guac at the bottom. Guac
yeah.
just, number
homemade,
one.
Though.
It's okay.
No?
It's okay. I'll give you that. It's okay. But it goes bad fucking like that. You don't eat it that day. That shit's pretty much roasted and toasted. Like,
yeah.
It browns
true.
So quick. And like, I don't know. Say guac's not the fan fave of the party. Then you're looking at a whole thing of guac you made. You feel bad. So you're either, what are you going to eat? A half pound tub of guac? Or are you going to let it waste? It's a problem. Guac, eh. Bottom tier for me. Then
don't buy bulk guac. That's the lesson.
Bulk guac. Then I'm throwing salsa out there. You're right, keeping that in the bottom. Then I'm throwing hummus.
Oh.
And then French onion. I'll throw spinach artichoke at the top, though. Oh, little okay. jalapeno on that bitch, too.
Oh.
Boy. Dips. Underrated.
Underrated.
Final verdict. So I realize we had a great segue into this, and I kind of pissed my chance away.
Oh, no.
I found something that we're going to make also for our taste testing extravaganza coming up in a couple weeks.
What is that?
Banana ketchup.
What?
Have you ever even heard of a thing?
No, I haven't.
Ever even heard of a thing? I want you right now, Google that shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Google that banana ketch.
I don't think I can reach my keyboard.
Uh-oh. Really, Stretch? Come on, Bailiff Ballwig. We need you here. I believe it is a Filipino style dipping sauce to replace ketchup, or just a different like style of it. And honestly, I remember looking at it and I thought that it sounded delicious.
Have you ever had it?
No, but it sounds great in my opinion. I thought it sounded nice in the last time I read about it. What's in there, my guy?
Banana, sugar, vinegar, and spices.
And spices, that's it.
Doesn't sound bad.
I'm seeing banana, vinegar, honey. This one's getting wild. A little bit of rum, a little bit of onion, some garlic, turmeric. It's got a lot. A little tomato paste in there, so you still got a little tomato. Honestly, we got to give it a try. It does not sound bad.
Ah, I see it's usually dyed red. I was wondering, I'm like, with bananas as the main thing, how's it red?
I was looking at it and I was seeing yellow. I was seeing that yellow banana catch.
Ah, that's its actual color is a yellow.
I gotcha. So just dyed red, maybe with more like tomato crap or food coloring for those.
Yeah.
But I'm going to throw it out there.
Aesthetics.
We haven't eaten it yet, so we might hate it here in a couple of weeks. Sound alone, I got to throw underrated.
Yeah. It's getting saucy on the sauce.
Sauce. Mystery sauce here. Uh-oh.
I enjoy it. Haven't had it, but I enjoy it.
Underrated. Final verdict.
Final verdict.
Bada bing, bada bing. What else you got there? You gonna read me a story of the lonely sauce or something that's going to come up next here?
Probably. Am I getting too ridiculous with these?
No, I like it. I like it.
Okay. So this one is just getting so sauced that you become completely lost in the sauce.
Lost
while drinking.
In the sauce. I also have the sauce just written down.
Oh, the sauce.
As the sauce.
Combo.
So the drink. You get lost in the sauce. So are you, we'll do yours first. Are you talking about like blacking out, getting drunk? Or like what is getting lost in the sauce?
Yeah, yeah.
Blacking out drunk? is that the topic?
Yeah, that's basically what it comes down to. I had to connect it to sauce, though.
Getting blackout drunk, getting lost in the sauce.
Well, that's a little overrated.
Getting lost in the sauce doesn't necessarily mean you fully blackout. There's definitely some times where I was still coherent and I was like, holy shit, I'm lost in the sauce right now.
That is true.
Okay, how about the perfect... Yeah, if we describe it, though, because then it's already perfect. Like if you hit that perfect threshold where you're lost.
If you're lost, but you're able to find your way out of the sauce.
If you're lost, but controlling sauce, that's perfectly rated. If you're not, if you're just dipping your toes in the sauce, that's overrated. If you get lost and drowning in the sauce, that's overrated.
Yeah.
I think it's either you got to hit that threshold or nothing. I don't know. Enjoying a little sauce. That's perfectly rated as well. You don't have to get obliterated.
Yeah, just a little taste, I guess.
What about, okay, we just described a whole lot right there. What about
a lot of sauces.
The sauce? When I had a question when writing down the sauce, is that anything hard liquor-wise, or is that specifically like whiskey, rum, vodka? What kind of sauce are we talking?
I think it's just alcohol, I think.
Just
it's
alcohol,
just
you
the
think?
Sauce.
The sauce.
From when I was looking it up earlier.
From my research on sauce.
Yeah.
I want to figure out the sauce. Do you think is the sauce simply just any sort of alcohol? That's what I want to know. For some reason, I was thinking whiskey or rum. Yeah, it's just saying booze or alcohol.
Yeah.
The sauce, underrated. I do like me some good lick every now and again. If you ever go fancy liquor, too, that's not bad. Not bad at all. I've got a little left. How about icing? That counts as a sauce.
Does it? I guess. I mean, I'm making it stretch on the sauce. It could definitely count as a sauce.
I don't know what else you'd call it. A cream paste, maybe. But that's sauce. That's cake sauce or cookie sauce or that's just sauce. I'm throwing it out there. It depends on the cream or the icing.
Yeah.
I'm throwing it out.
I know where you're going with it. Cream cheese sauce? Is that where you're going with it?
Oh, god dang. Cream cheese icing. Oh, that's underrated as shit. So good.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Best
general,
icing.
General
sure.
Icing, though. How do you feel?
Overrated.
Really?
It's not that great. It's so sugary, but yet it doesn't satisfy the sugar craving. I don't know. It's almost too sugary. A lot of time.
It depends. I guess it really does depend. Good old buttercream. I don't know what's going on with buttercream or cream cheese icing. Maybe it's just extra butter.
That's different. Yeah. It's got a little bit of fat in there to balance it out. If it's just that, like, sugary Icing? No, I don't want any of that. Get that out of here.
Fatty says gnar. Bailiff Ballwig. He's not about the ice. I'm saying, oh, God, it's so hard. Also, those cakes. Cakes that have just, like, way too much ice cream. It's either cream cheese. It's cream cheese or not. Icing in general, overrated. Cream cheese, underrated. There you go. There we go. Cream cheese ice.
The court is in agreement.
Very proud. Very proud. If you guys disagree with us, let us know. Give us your opinions. Tell us.
I got the last one, and it's the weirdest one. I wasn't sure if I was even going to say this one because it is very strange. From my sauce research, this is not something that I have much experience with.
Okay.
But the sauce can also refer to...
I'm fucking scared, honestly.
The number to look up hentai. Apparently, that's a common term for that.
What do you mean?
There's a website, apparently, nhentai, and you can look up a specific hentai with a number, and that is called a sauce. I found this on Urban Dictionary. I haven't tested it or anything.
We should test it live on the... I don't know.
I just thought it was an interesting take on sauce.
I guess. I've never...
I have to say, overrated. Hentai in general? No, thank you.
I would throw hentai out there as a little overrated as well. I wonder what this... So is the sauce a specific hentai genre or just a number?
It's a number.
What does that mean, though? Like, what's the number of hentai? I don't understand. Was there like, is it like
a barcode type thing?
Oh.
It's like, so you can find which one you're looking for.
Okay. Interesting. Never in my life have I heard of that. I'm going to have to
Neither have I until I was researching sauce on Urban Dictionary today.
I'm going to have to dig a little deeper, I think, into sauce.
just go to Urban Dictionary, type in sauce. It is the second one right on there.
Beautiful. That's what we're talking about, all right? I'm throwing out overrated, but I've never seen it, so I guess we should watch some, and then we'll come back to you.
Oh, there
we go. We'll do it live in a couple of weeks here, and then we'll see if it's actually, if it's up to the hype. Ironically, mine kind of ties in a little bit to that as well. Not the hentai.
What? But okay.
Throwing it out there. Booty sweat. What about that? That's a sauce, if you really think about it.
Oh, that is good. I enjoy that. Oh, man.
Oh, booty sweat. If you're going to sweat, where else? Where else are you creating the sauce? I think it's the best one. You get a good joke out of it saying you got some swamp ass.
It's just so uncomfortable, though.
It depends. If you're working, hard working, it's all right. I don't mind. I guess
but if you're just sitting around in it, like it's hot.
Copious amounts
hot
of,
day out,
of booty
you
sweat.
You got some booty sweat going on. It makes it an uncomfortable day. I'm fine with sweating elsewhere, but if you're just chilling
that's
and
the
you
only,
got booty
well,
sweat going
how
on.
How often are you chilling and getting that booty sweat? I'm not going to lie. I got some booty sweat right now. This judge
I live
that's
in
hot
Florida.
As shit. Oh, yeah. You got constant booty sweat. Yeah. But then you're also sweating all over the place everywhere else, too.
True.
Imagine dry booty. Dry booty everywhere else sweat.
I would prefer that.
Oh, God, no.
Why would I want a wet ass?
Wet ass, best ass, babe. What are you talking about? Man. I'm throwing out booty sweat. Underrated.
Underrated? Why are you saying that? I feel like I still don't understand your arguments here.
Situational booty sauce. Depends. I don't know. You're working high and grinding hard. It's kind of fun. Also, I feel like I've gotten a lot of good jokes. Swamp ass out there. You get a joke around with it depending on the crowd that you're in. There's definitely unnecessary and unwanted booty sweat. I'll give you that much. Right now, case in point. All right, how about this? Perfectly rated. Booty sweat, perfectly rated. What about as a sauce, though?
As a sauce? Oh.
I guess it depends on the person. Depends on the booty sweat.
And the activity. How are you using that sauce? As a fry dip? Ooh! Probably not that good.
Dude, I'm telling you, some fucking garden salsa. Garden salsa chips. A little bit of booty sauce and some
so
guac.
That's the sauce that Sun Chips need?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Sun Chips, you're fucking up until you get booty sweat flavored fucking... Oh, what's your verdict? Are you still sticking with overrated?
Overrated. It is the worst sweat, and it should be rated as
Worst sweat. Worst sweat sweating on your forehead and getting it in your eyeball. That's worst sweat right there.
No, you can deal with that. That's not that bad.
Oh, that stings. That's
annoying. Until it mixes with sunscreen, then that burns like
Jesus.
No other.
Terrible sauce right there. Sweat and sunscreen. That's a combo you don't want.
No, no.
Oh, my God. Either way, that was a fucking saucy episode. I hope you enjoyed, everybody. Patrick, would you have any final words for the audience, for the jury?
The court is now excused. I hope everyone enjoyed the episode and will come around for our next case.
Weekly recess here. Stay tuned. Love y'all. Final judgment. Thanks for listening to The Final Judgment.
If you would like the council to judge a topic you hold near and dear,
please email us at thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Please rate and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast player.
One more time.
That's thefinaljudgments@gmail.com.
Case closed.